All right, let's do it. Lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline as El Tigre lines up a bomb for birdie on 16. Friday, we wrap crunch time with the tool shed. Yeoman's effort all the way around this week. Sports world, a lot of dopes. But before we roll out the nominees, time for the landlord to open the crunch time tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
What's a better laugh, that or Magix? Now we have a rival for just debaggotry. By the way, Tiger with a perfect lag. From the minute it left his putter, at least he knew he was going to have a tap in for par. He did. So good on him as Patrick Reed drops a birdie drop, puts him a red number. All right.
Back to the tools.
All right, I'm sorry. Alex said I have to do updates, so here you go. Let's start with one, Irvin Magic Johnson. Like, seriously? This is how you're going to treat the Lakers. Start your own little sideshow complete with doofus laughter. The organization who stood by you, let's not forget, after November 7th, 1991, let's not forget when he announced he was HIV positive. There were a lot of players and those around the league, think Karl Malone, who bent over every which way to distance themselves, mostly out of fear and ignorance, but not the Buss family. So during an impromptu interview, you suddenly tell the world, I'm out of the contest. No face-to-face with your boss, Genie. Hey, if it's not your cup of coffee like coaching or hosting a talk show, you know, it's your life. But what's it called? Professional courtesy? You're freaking Magic, for heaven's sake. My favorite non-Nick ever. Come on, Irv. Be better.
I've been talking to people walking here. We've been talking about next year, and I'm sitting there saying, I'm not going to be here.
Oh, it's cringeworthy. Take a moment to think it through. Disappointing, to say the least. Next up, I'm going to give you a pair. Pirates starter Chris Archer and Reds outfielder Yasiel Puig. To recap, Red first baseman Derek Dietrich hits a monster homer off Archer, went into a major pimp mode, and of course we still have the macho turd mentality in baseball, where if you have your feelings hurt, you have to act on them. Don't be better. Don't not give up the moonshot homer, or the guy is allowed, who did his job in superior fashion, to have his moment.
Dietrich also hit that ball into the Kentucky River, which is like, it never happens.
Right.
Oh, no. That game was in Pittsburgh, not in Cincinnati. Either way, that ball ended up in a river.
Well, there's three of them.
That ball ended
there's
up
the
in
Ohio,
a river.
The Monongahela, and it's because the old stadium was Three River Stadium.
Anyways, the ball that Dietrich hit ended up in the river. Baseballs at Pirates Stadium aren't supposed to end up in the river. I think he has all... Take as much time as you want to pimp that home run, dude.
And he did. And it didn't sit well. The Allegheny is the other one. The Allegheny, the Ohio, and the Monongahela. So anyway, that happened. And next time up, Archer threw behind Dietrich. Now, it wasn't headhunting, but he threw at him. The ump should not have issued a warning. He should have threw his ass out right then and there. There was some pushing and shoving. It escalated when Puig, who's a maniac, charged Trevor Williams. But this put one in his ear mentality, I know it's, people think it's tough guy stuff. They're the most accurate pinpoint players in sports. They put a baseball on a corner at 95, strike the guy out, and don't be a whiny B-word about it. Okay, thought I forgot about you, Alabama football coach Nick Saban. By the way, he was made for this segment, wasn't he? He is such a tool. So he takes what he thought was a subtle shot at a former player, forgetting there are things like records available, because, you know, enough doesn't go Nick Saban's way. They wouldn't even consider having a college football season without Bama. He's whining about Ronnie Harrison and guys who declare early for the draft but don't get first-round money. Maybe the cliche is true and SEC players are well paid, but he says, if you're a third round pick, we had one here last year, and I'm not saying names, but he's making third round money. If he'd have stayed, maybe rise up the board, he'd have made more dough. By the way, they had one player drafted in the third round, Harrison. What he doesn't say is that the young man made $1.3 million in salary. To most people, that's a bunch of cash. Gets him closer to free agency. And we all know damn well if Harrison had slipped a little and Saban thought he had a younger guy that could help him win, he's not even going to think twice about making the roster change. And by the way, good on Harrison. He fired back, and good for him. Saban's just a self-righteous jackass. You didn't think we were leaving off Oakland Raider receiver Antonio Brown, did you? So the premier receiver of his time gets a tweet from a college player who's incredibly complimentary, seeking guidance from an elite player, hoping the veteran, the supposed grown-up in the room, might offer some pointers on how then-USC wideout Juju Smith-Schuster can upgrade his productivity and perhaps take his game to a new level. So Brown holds on to the tweet after he forces this trade to Oakland, retweets it, and I guess mocks Schuster, or tries to, but because it's Twitter and does its thing, they painted AB like the petty, small-minded, petulant, selfish child knucklehead we now all know he is. Leaves one of the most stable franchises in pro sports, one which made him a super-duper star for that clown act circus that has pretty much been the Raiders for almost two decades. So good luck with all that. I'm putting Magic in. Sorry, Irv. You're the tool of the week. Congratulations.
I'm not going to be here.
And with that, we shut the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.